You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast. I'm always so excited that you all show up week after week, and I hope that it continues to be a validating message for you, a reminder that in all things motherhood, you are not alone. And before we dive into tonight's episode, I want to talk about some products that I'm absolutely loving. You all know that I would never share anything that I don't use myself or with my own children, and something that my family and I have been using constantly, especially through cold and flu season, is Everything Earthly Wellness. And I wanted to share with you all because I've actually ramped up the use of a specific product in the recent weeks. I don't know about you, if you're a new mama out there, I feel like postpartum hits me more so a few months after these babies get here than it does right away. And something I've implemented that I'm using more consistently and feeling so much better as a result of this is their postpartum balance. So if you are a mom who has recently had a baby, and when I say recently, like in the last 6 to 12 months even, and is just feeling a little bit off, this is a product I highly recommend. It's got natural ingredients like turmeric and black pepper and alfalfa leaf, and these just help you to overall break down those hormones that our body surges during pregnancy that we really don't need postpartum anymore, and it helps us to feel more like ourselves and regulate all of those hormones that put us on the roller coaster of ups and downs. And if you're with me, I highly encourage you try this. And if you do decide to try it and you support the MWO podcast, we greatly appreciate you. This allows us to grow the podcast and offer more and bring more incredible guests on here. The link is always in the podcast description. And if you do decide to purchase, thank you again. It means the world. Now, let's dive into today's episode. That's what you're all here for, the pep talk that you need. And today we're talking about survival mode. As moms, I know that no matter what point in your motherhood journey that you are in, you know what I mean when I say survival mode. And it's hard because as moms, I think that it's incredibly difficult for us to find time for ourselves, which doesn't allow us to truly recharge, which makes this survival mode last forever sometimes, because there's no pulling ourselves out of this dark hole when we don't feel like we can even ever get ahead, get the opportunity to find that block of time that's for mom. And so that's why I think we need to talk about that today, because there's a mom out there in our community today who's living in survival mode. And if that isn't you right now, celebrate it. I still hope this podcast episode is beneficial for you, but it may not be you right now. But at some point in this motherhood journey, I know that you're going to know what I'm talking about. And I know that you can definitely respect the fact that there's a mom to your right or your left who is in that survival mode right now, and she needs this message. And so if that's you, then lean in, because this episode is specifically for you. I hope it speaks to you. I hope it helps you through what might be some really hard days right now. Because what I have found in working with moms one-on-one is that when a mom is in survival mode, we tend to shrink into ourselves. We tend to move back into that black hole. We tend to hide away, and we don't verbalize this to anyone. We always feel like it's just us, and so we don't speak up. And that's where I want you to know at the end of this episode, by the time you walk away, I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that it's okay to speak up. One of the things I've talked about on here before, and I think we can all admit this in motherhood, we need to get better at admitting this, is that what we need more than anything else is validation. We need validation that we aren't alone. We need validation that our struggles are real. We need validation that it is hard. And we need validation that we're doing a good job. I think we all need this. And if you're listening and you have a lot of moms in your day-to-day life, maybe you're pursuing motherhood or you're an empty nester and you've already gone through the trenches of motherhood. Any mom that you have in your life, especially if she's new to this motherhood journey, please remind her any opportunity that you get that she's doing an amazing job. She can't hear it too much, I promise you. I'll remind her when she comes here, But remind the moms in your life, even if you are in the trenches, look to your left and your right and remind those mamas that they're doing an amazing job, because we need validation. And I want you to get that here first. So when we talk about this survival mode, what I want to do is validate you that, listen, sis, moms juggle a lot of things. We bear the weight of a lot of things for our family. We are expected to do a lot of things all at once. We take the brunt of a lot of big emotions from our children as they're learning and growing and figuring out who they are. And moms struggle a lot, and we struggle often. And I need you to know that, and that all of those things are real. All of those things are valid. If you feel like it's just you because you feel insufficient in this role, or you feel maybe worried that you can't do this, that you're not strong enough for this, mom, you're not alone. You are in this fight with all of us, and we all go through this. But too often, we struggle alone because we're afraid for someone to see these inadequacies about us. We've put this immense amount of pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but that's so unrealistic. We have to fix our expectations here, because all moms, all of us in this together, go through hard times. We go through hard seasons. We have hard days. We have hard moments. It is not just you. And there's a mom, I know when I talk about it like this, there's a mom that comes to mind. And so I need you to visualize that mom. There's a mom in your day-to-day life, or there's a mom on your social media feed, and you think she has it all together. I promise you, she does not. Because even the moms that I am close friends with that have mom pages on social media that generate full-time revenue from being a mom influencer on social media, she doesn't have it all together. She raises her voice and then she feels guilty. She has days where she finishes her day and she feels so overtouched, so overstimulated. She questions her decisions about parenting. And if she's on social media, everyone else questions her decisions too in her DMs, which feels great. Trust me. She forgets to pack lunches. She forgets that there was a soccer game and remembers at 5:05 when the game started at 5:00. She cries in the shower. All these things. Feeling completely out of control, feeling like motherhood just drains us, steals our joy from us sometimes. She feels those things too. You look at her and you think she has it all together, but she's just like you. And she has a survival mode that she taps into sometimes. Sometimes she hangs out in that survival mode way longer than she'd like, just like you. So why are we as moms, why are you so embarrassed of those shortcomings? Those things that make you human. Can you imagine if there was a job interview or a job posting for motherhood? There's a reel that has been going around social media, a video I've seen on either Instagram or Facebook, and it's great. It's perfect. But it is basically depicting this scenario of a job interview for motherhood. Just imagine sitting down at a table and someone saying, hey, thanks for applying. It's actually going to be 9 months before we make a decision, you know, in bringing you on for this role, but go ahead and start studying to learn the roles and the responsibilities. So for these next 9 months, I want you to live in this place of doubt, and I want you to job shadow thousands of different employees, talk to them about this role, watch them do this role on the internet, and just know that they all have totally different opinions of how it should be done. Okay. So you decide how you're going to do it, but they all have totally different opinions. These are going to be your coworkers in the job. And one day out of nowhere, we're probably going to hire you. Okay. We don't have an exact start date. We can't tell you what that start date is. We're not really sure when it's going to be, but when you do get started, the hours are totally undetermined. You're just going to be on call 24/7, 365 days a year. And you can only have time off if you can find a really reliable replacement, but time off should really be avoided, because when you take time off, your peers are probably going to cast judgment on you. You're going to feel guilty anyway. So just don't even bother. Okay. Being late or missing tasks, dropping the ball, completely unacceptable. Don't show weakness either. If you're sick, we need you to still show up. And you know what? Sometimes when you show up, you're going to have to take care of other people that are sick. So we just need you to be okay with that. And we can't really guarantee that you're ever going to have the staff that you need to complete the projects that you're assigned to. So maybe just learn to juggle multiple things at once and be okay with it. Don't show weakness. And oh, also, this is an unpaid position. I'm going to take a breath. Because wow, that is motherhood. Can you imagine sitting down for that job interview and being thrown all of that, in addition to the fact that, oh, you can never drop a ball? Really? Who would take that job with those expectations? No one, sis. The answer is no one. But that is what you are putting on yourself. That is the job. That is the expectation that you are assigning to yourself. It's no wonder with all of that on our shoulders that we go in survival mode a lot of the time. Because it's actually amazing to me. I tell moms this all the time when they work with me one-on-one. It's amazing to me that you execute on anything beyond the basics of motherhood. You just showing up for anything besides your motherhood tasks, whether that is working outside the home, working inside the home, being a stay-at-home mom, taking care of your own health and wellness, anything, pouring into your marriage, gosh, our poor significant others, okay? Anything beyond the basics of motherhood, you are an amazing, incredibly strong human being. You need to know that. And when you hear all of these roles and responsibilities that are on your shoulders, and you hear how ridiculous the expectations sound whenever you really say them out loud or you hear me say them out loud, please know that you are an amazing and incredibly strong individual. And if you're not doing well right now in your role, if you are living in this survival mode and you are struggling to pull yourself out of bed, you're going to bed at night anxious about the next day already, I need you to know that you're not alone. And I need you to know that all of those feelings, all that stress, that sense of overwhelm, it is so, so valid, mama. If you feel right now, I know this feeling, and I know it sucks, that if you are just thrashing to keep your head above water, if you feel like sometimes in this role, you're just gasping for air, that you're bobbing up above and below the surface and just barely making it by, wondering how much longer you're going to be able to stay afloat. Mama, this is me tossing you a life raft. This life raft is three words that I need you to speak out loud to someone, to anyone, to your significant other or to a family member or a friend, to someone at your church, to a therapist, to your doctor, maybe it's your child's pediatrician, to the Moms Working Overtime Facebook community, to my Instagram DMs. I need you to say three words. I am struggling. I want you to do something for me right now. Any mom that's listening, I want you to take a deep breath, a really deep breath, the one that relaxes your shoulders but fills your stomach. I want you to take a deep, deep breath. And as you inhale, I want you to pick up all these chains that you've put on yourself in this role, all the pressure, all the unrealistic expectations, the fear of failure, the fear of the future, the fear of the unknown, and hold that breath. And then let it go. Exhale, all of it, the fear, the worry, the doubt, the lack of anything that you're afraid you have, and let it go. You were never meant to operate in survival mode as a mom. Even if you don't feel like you have strong support in your life, ask for help. Connect with others. Put yourself out there. Admit that you're struggling. Look another mom in the eye and share your storm with her. Every mom gets it because every mom struggles. I don't care how perfect you think that one mom is, she struggles too. If you don't feel like you have anyone that you trust that you can leave your kids with, see if there's someone that can just come be with you. If you don't have the money to pay a sitter, ask someone at church, ask someone from a local mom group. If you can split play dates, if they can just come hang out with you to give you a second to gasp for air and pull yourself above water and cling to a life raft, because we are in this together. Do not suffer alone because you're afraid of those three words and afraid of the judgment that you think is going to come with them when you say, I am struggling. Because you're not alone. Sometimes we operate like we're on this freaking island in motherhood. Why do we do this? We are all in this together. We are all working to just raise good little humans that we send out in the world. Why do we suffer in silence? So after you listen to this episode today, I want you to pull yourself out of survival mode with everything you've got. It's time to fight, mama, not fight to get your task list done. It's time to fight for yourself because you're not supposed to live this way. One little bit of it at a time, I want you to ask for help and cling to a life raft. And don't be ashamed of the fact that motherhood isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it just plain sucks. Sometimes it's so challenging that you're just going to wonder, do I have what it takes? And guess what? You're right. It does suck. But you're wrong because you do have what it takes, but you don't have to fight alone. You were perfectly designed for this role and you were perfectly designed for your children. Absolutely no one could ever step in and be the mom that you are. I promise you that. And mama, there's a reminder that I will always have for you here on the MWO podcast, but that I also hope you seek out in your day-to-day life is that you're doing a really, really amazing job. Hang in there, mama. Okay. And we'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor, share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.